I'm Kelly Vaughn, and welcome again to Inside Indie. Finding out you're pregnant is a reason to celebrate, but for some women, it's a little scary. But we have someone in the studio with us today that will help us to alleviate those fears, and he is Kevin Bagata. And Kevin, you are the president, CEO, and founder of Real Alternatives. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kelly.
Wow. You know, you got a lot of titles there.
Yeah. I earned them.
So tell us about that journey with Real Alternatives, what it is, how you started it.
Yeah.
And what it means to so many people in our community.
Yeah. You know, in your opener, you talked about being pregnant. You know, your viewers may not know 45% of all pregnancies in America are unexpected. And unfortunately, a lot of times women are alone going through that. Mm-hmm. And of course, those are stressors that certainly lead, unfortunately, to the abortion decision, not having enough support, things of that sort. So I can tell you the start of the program was in the early 90s, the pro-life movement of Pennsylvania. We hail out of Pennsylvania originally. They got together and said, what can we do to help women so they don't feel they have to have an abortion? And at that time, Dr. Reardon of the Elliott Institute had done a survey of, hundreds of women who had an abortion in the late 80s and asked them, you know, why, what could have changed? And, you know, startling, the main response was they said if one person would have helped them, they wouldn't have had the abortion. Well, that sort of solidified in the movement's mind, hey, we got to provide that one person. And, of course, at the time it was Governor Robert Casey and the pro-life movement, and we had pro-life Republicans, pro-life Democrats rally around the idea, what can we do to help these women? Well, as I'm sure your viewers know, for years there had already been pregnancy support centers, Catholic charities, and maternity homes providing services mm-hmm. to women in unexpected pregnancies. So the concept in Pennsylvania was, well, why don't we provide resources, additional resources to these great community agencies so they can do more work, serve more women. And that way women don't have to feel they must have an abortion. And so it was certainly a pro-life endeavor. Governor Casey, at our second banquet ceremony, we had him as a speaker. And I got to tell you, it solidified us for the rest of our existence as a company. He said, our business is to fight the poison of hopelessness with love. And that has never left us. And that's what Real Alternatives' mission, it's what drives us. We started the Pennsylvania program. It's lowering abortion. And next thing you know, we're having states knock on our door saying, hey, how do we do what you're doing? And, of course, we said, we'll help you. And Indiana, 10 years ago, was one of those states. Okay. They wanted, under the Pence administration, they said, how do we do? It was with the Indiana Right to Life. They came out and they said, what do you do? How do you do it? Will you do it for us? And we said, absolutely. And so we started that 10 years ago. And I have to tell you, we started and spun off the Texas program that you hear a lot about. We've done a program in Michigan, and of course, Pennsylvania for 28 years. But our fastest starting program has been the Indiana program.
Really?
The centers, the pregnancy centers, the Catholic charities, and the maternity homes truly embrace the vision. With more resources, they can do more things, hire more counselors, build more capacity. So that's what we've been doing for 10 years. We operate the Indiana Pregnancy and Parenting Support Program for the state of Indiana, and we've served 116,000 women thus far.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, not counting the babies. No. That's just the women.
Now, you started off earlier talking about if the woman had one person. So it sounds like she's alone.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, you know, the boyfriend doesn't want to take responsibility. We have husbands that don't want another child. It's this idea that, they don't want another life and in their world. So the woman feels this terrible pressure. In fact, our statistics show that 18% of the women we serve in Indiana are pressured by others to abort their child. So there is severe mm-hmm. pressure.
You even see it in the movies.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Even if it's a TV show or it could be Law and Order. And then she'll go, I'm pregnant. And then the guy goes, well, what are we going to do about it? Yeah. You see that over. Right. It's almost like you're trained
exactly.
to act the way they act on TV. Yeah. Some of that may not even be in the person's mind. It's because, you know, you see that scenario played out so many times.
And so, you know, the beauty of the program is we have these counselors who will be with that woman and in the unexpected pregnancy from the moment of conception through 24 months after the birth of the baby. She has this mentor. She has this counselor. You know, some it's like the mom she never had or the big sister she never had. Mm. It's a beautiful thing. And in that area of being pressured, that 18% who are pressured, about 82% choose childbirth because of the support. So we're really blunting that pressure, that she's not by herself. That's why our motto is empowering women for life. We empower them to overcome their obstacles and their stressors. Mm. They're not alone.
Do you find families to be pretty supportive, though, especially compared to, say, in the 60s when it happened? It was a shameful thing, and I can't even imagine the pressure then because I know when I was coming up, like, my father would kill me if
and the young girls still think their father's going to kill them.
Well,
and our counselor will actually go with her to break the news to her parents. And I got to tell you, Kelly, fathers don't kill their daughters. They love their daughters.
No, they're all in.
They love their daughters.
And the new baby.
Yes, of course. Of course. But there certainly, you know, there certainly are some, you know, moms and dad, you know, we're done raising kids. You're on your own. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, that's the situation, you know. And then, you know, once they see that baby born and that's their grandchild, they quickly turn around.
Right.
And that's the way things work out. Right. So the program, you know, it's about healing. It's about helping. You know, it's about assisting. You know, I tell this story where we had a wife come in and she got the pregnancy test kit and she was crying and the counselor, you know, was you know, asking her, you know, what's going on. And she said, well, I don't want to have this abortion, but I know my husband wants me to have it. Mm. And then, of course, the counselor was astute enough to say, well, would you mind if I talk to your husband? And he comes in and, you know, he's explained about the new pregnancy. And he says, you know, I don't want to have an abortion, but I know she does.
Oh, wow.
Well, the counselor, you know, we're just going to bring these two people together to talk. I mean, it was a beautiful, you know, the families together. Simple miscommunication, assumptions, concerns, you know, something as little as that. You know, I told just about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, I went out to lunch to the local pizzeria to get a slice. And, you know, I do that a lot, being half Italian, half Irish. And, you know, the guy at the counter, you know, he's in his 40s. He's like, Kevin, what do you do again? And I explained, we operate a program that funds pregnancy centers, adoption agencies, and maternity homes to help women and support them during a crisis pregnancy so they don't feel they need to have an abortion. And at that time, I finished that sentence, and this 18-year-old young man throws the slice of pizza on the paper plate to me, and he looks over, and he points to the 18-year-old, and he said, yeah, we needed help with him 18 years ago.
Oh.
And they had gone to one of the centers we fund.
Uh-huh.
So here's one of our clients that one of the children of one of their clients that we had served.
Right.
And, you know, people forget, you know, the unexpected pregnancy and the crisis lasts for a time. But look what happened there. I mean, mm-hmm. that's an alternative to abortion. Mm-hmm. She got... The mom got pregnancy support from Morningstar Pregnancy Services. The family wrapped around. They were able to put it together. You know, mm-hmm. the mom and the dad, they're working hard. This kid's going to college now. I mean, it's the perfect thing we want, right? You know, that sense of every life has value. Every life has value, regardless of how you enter the world. So.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about how you make all this happen, the funding. Are you accepting donations?
Sure.
And then more about the purpose, the mission. And I love the success stories that you're sharing. It's pretty awesome. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back after this.
Moms and dads, we know it's not always been easy, and it's been a lot of hard work. It's not worth trying. What you have achieved here today is going to help us and our futures. It's not worth trying. It is why we are coming up on stage to collect your diplomas. Everything I do. Love you all. No, it's true. Everything
I do, do it for you. When you graduate, they graduate. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you.
And we're back here on Inside Indy, and we're talking to Kevin Rugata, who is the president, CEO, and founder of Real Alternatives. Wow, I got a ton of questions for you. We were actually talking off the air a little bit about that abortions have been banned, but we can't ban unexpected pregnancies.
Yeah, certainly. And your viewers should know, in my opinion, over the last 28 years, I point to Indiana as being the model for the nation, okay, on handling this very controversial issue. You know, we say at Real Alternatives, you know, when you bring a positive approach to a controversial issue, do you know what that's called? It's called a solution. Mm-hmm. you know, in 2022. You know, the legislature, you know, with the blessings of the people of Indiana, saw fit to ban abortion. But, of course, unexpected pregnancies aren't going to go away. But I have to tell you, the legislature was just absolutely amazing in their foresight. At the same time they banned abortion, they created the most comprehensive support program system for pregnant women. I mean, we were just a part of it. Our program was just a part of it. They increased our funding for the special sessions funding by $2 million. Nurse family practitioner program got increased. Child care got increased. To the nth degree, we're no longer paying sales tax on diapers in Indiana because of that special session. If you could think of any need a woman in an unexpected pregnancy would have, the legislators saw fit to fix it, fund it, help women, encourage them to not be alone and to have their baby. And that's what's gone on. I mean, what we did with our special sessions funding is, you know, our mission from the state, expand your services, serve more women. Okay, and because at the time there were 7,000 to 8,000 abortions a year, and then all of a sudden, who's going to be helping those women who had those abortions? Well, the legislature said we are, you know, the people are, and that's exactly what happened. We increased our centers from 21 to 32 throughout the state. We increased the number of counselors we had. Of course, if you don't know the program and exists, it's like not having support. So we had a very robust advertising campaign throughout the state, and the results were a 29% increase in clients served, 37% increase, you know, in visits and in reimbursement to the centers, who then reinvest that money and hire more counselors to see more women. So,
and that was my next question: is how do you reach those women, and I appreciate what you're saying about the advertising, but I would think there's some people that you're missing that may not be getting the message, so how do you draw them in? Through the churches?
Sure. We do mailings to churches. We do mailings to every high school. We do mailings to any group we think could see a woman or a teen in an unexpected pregnancy before we do. So they know this program exists. And we've been pretty successful the last 10 years with establishing that knowledge base. But I have to tell you, the world runs by iPhone. Our campaign, our digital ads, you know, we're advertising on the phones where the clients are. And it's truly amazing. Clearly, there's a need. You know, the industry has a standard on click rates of digital ads. And you're running a great campaign if 3% of your ads get clicked on. Ours is 18.5%. Okay. There's a need out there. The people want help. And we're on television. We're on billboards. As you leave the state, you know, turn around. We can help you. You don't need to go to these other states. We're on a train in northern Indiana from South Bend going to Chicago, inside the train and outside the train. We are blanketing everywhere we know our client is, but absolutely the churches. You know, if any of your viewers knows anyone in an unexpected pregnancy, and let me be very clear, you know, we serve, unfortunately, you know, women from, you know, majority 16 to 24, but 43, 45, any woman who's pregnant is eligible for this program. Any woman who's pregnant in Indiana is eligible for this program, and we have a center where we can provide services and that support from the moment of conception through 12 months after the birth of the baby.
Okay, so walk us through that, exactly what the woman receives. If somebody's watching now, and they go, okay, I want to tap into this, what happens when they make that call? First of all, go website, phone number.
Sure,
phone number.
Okay, phone number 1-888-LIFE-AID, and the website 1-888-LIFE-AID.com. Okay. You go to the 1-888-LIFE-AID.com website.
We've got that
you'll find a find a counselor page. You put your zip code in, and the closest center comes up, so you can call directly the center that we would end up sending you to if you called 1-888-LIFE-AID. You know, the most important, the first step, and we're asked this all the time. The most important first step is we listen to the woman. We meet her where she is. What are the stresses? What are the pressures? What are the obstacles she's seeing that she feels a pressure to have an abortion? And we meet her where she is. You know, the boyfriend says, if you don't have the abortion, you can't live with me in the apartment anymore. Well, we have a maternity home. We found other housing for that. So whatever she brings to the crisis she brings, our counselors are trained to say, okay, now we here's what we need to do to take away that pressure or that obstacle.
I think he knows he needs to go to jail, but that's another show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, there's... Okay. Yeah. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's what's in my mind. So... wow. So they can call, they can get help.
And it's mostly counseling and mentoring. And it's where it's the issue she's bringing that the counselor will work with. OK, but then there's, you know, preparation for childbirth. We have childbirth classes. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have parenting classes. You know, we're with her for 24 months after the birth of the baby. I mean, the foresight that the legislature saw in this, that it, in the social service industry, it's called wraparound services. And I love that phrase, wraparound, because you're like sort of hugging the client. You know, we're going to help her through the social service system for things that we can't directly help.
Provide.
For
okay.
example, we're going to make sure she's getting her prenatal care. Okay, and by the way, prenatal care is the number one factor in lowering infant mortality and maternal mortality. Because they're in the medical system. They're getting the tests. You're now with a doctor, okay? We're gonna make sure she's getting there. And because of the trust relationship and certainly, you know, let's call it for what it is, that love that exists between the counselor and the woman, you know, that counselor's going to make sure, hey, did you get to the prenatal care this month? Mm-hmm. Did you get to this? You know, so you're not by yourself. You're being encouraged, sort of mm-hmm. like how moms would normally do it with their daughters. Did you get you to your prenatal care?
Yeah.
Are you taking your vitamins? Are you
Right.
And now she has that mentor and counselor to guide her through the unexpected pregnancy. Hey, we've had counselors be with the young woman during childbirth.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
There's, you know, whatever she needs to help her is what we do. And that's what our center do. And we're talking about 240 counselors, by the way, throughout the state doing
wow.
this. They're unbelievable women.
So why do you do what you do, Kevin? I mean, a lot of people watching, well, you're a guy.
Yeah.
You're a man. What yeah. moves you to do what you do?
You know, I certainly my upbringing, okay, Catholic family, but a very special family. My mom had polio during the polio epidemic. My dad became disabled. He was a World War II vet. We were raised, my three brothers, Frank, John, and Dana, we were raised by handicapped people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Roe v. Wade decision came down. You know, this is World War II generation, folks. And, you know, your viewers may not know that, you know, the medical establishment in Germany was euthanizing handicapped people well before Hitler came into power. That culture of death had existed before Hitler came wow. to power. That's a UN report that says that, by the way. So I think as handicapped people, they realized the abortion decision, wait a second, all life has value. And that they instilled that in my brothers and I. So that was always part of how we were raised. I'm a former Air Force officer. The idea of serving our country, serving others. When this opportunity came open after I had graduated from law school, I just felt immediately called. You know, my brothers and I are pro-life. We need to do something to help these women. You know, maybe I'm there to take the place of the boyfriends that have left them. I don't know.
I love that.
So I don't feel, you know.
Well, if more of them were like you,
we'd put us out of business, right? So that's what we want, right?
So. Okay. So how can people, number one, and we've got just about a minute left, take advantage of your services? How they can contact you or those who might want to give and support?
Sure. We're always taking donations to grow the program nationally. You can go to realalternatives.org. That's the main corporate website. You'll see a nice flashing button that says donate. By all means, we use it to keep expanding the greatness. You know, we've helped 17 other states start programs like Pennsylvania and Indiana. This is the future. Right. We, you know, all our states that have banned and restricted abortion, you know, let's go. We need to roll up our sleeves. Let's help these women. Let's love on these women. You know, love's an action verb.
I love it. And you're an action man.
Thank you so much, Kevin Bugatta.
Again, who is the president, founder and CEO of Real Alternatives. Thanks so much.
And it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us
here on Inside Indy.
OK.
All right. And thank you for joining us. I'm Kelly Vaughn, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
In southeastern Uganda, education is a cherished gift. Even though there's public education, everyone is required to pay school fees. And if a child can't pay, they're sent home. This is a problem for many families who are simple farmers, single mothers, or orphan children. For many young children, school is too far away to walk. Enter Focus on Uganda. You see, Focus on Uganda is a ministry based out of Georgetown, Kentucky, that has spent years traveling to this area of Uganda with teams that have invested in the lives of children. Their dream has been to make available to this area of Uganda a vocational school that would transform the futures of these precious children. In 2019, Focus on Uganda and Focus Wesleyan Church partnered with Habitat for Missions to help make this dream come true. HFM purchased a 100-year-old, three-story house near downtown Georgetown. Volunteer laborers from the church, Focus on Uganda, and the community came together and transformed the house inside and out. When the house was completed, HFM sold the house and gave 90% of the net profit to the Focus on Uganda's effort to buy land and build the vocational school. But the story doesn't end there. In 2022, Focus on Uganda partnered with HFM to buy and rehab another house, this time in Lexington, Kentucky. Once again, faithful volunteers renovated the house. When HFM sold the property, Focus on Uganda once again received 90% of the profit for the school project. These two projects netted over $200,000 in new resources for the Kingdom Building Initiative in Uganda. The land has been purchased, and the first buildings for the school are being built. Lives will be transformed, communities given new hope, and most importantly, the good news of Jesus will have a new avenue to flow through this community. Habitat for Missions was created in 2005 to be this type of life-giving mission. This is still true today. Join with HFM as we partner with churches and organizations to transform our world, one house flip at a time.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. Bye. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
Did you have a good day at school?
She gave them some broth. Without any bread. Kiss them all soundly.
Night night.
Good night.
And put them to bed. Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org.